And this is WUIS. I'm Sean Crawford. Good afternoon. It's 4:45. Well, just a few moments ago, the Illinois legislature voting to approve an historic plan that could help with the state's $100 billion pension shortfall, which is considered the worst in the nation. Both the House and Senate narrowly approving the legislation, and Governor Pat Quinn has said he will sign it. We'll check in now with our State House Bureau and reporter there, Brian Mackey, who's been following the 3 hours of debate in the House and close to that in the Illinois Senate this afternoon. Brian, a long debate, a lot of people upset with this legislation, some saying they were holding their nose when they voted for it, but the bottom line was it was passed.
It was passed by a bare margin, 30 votes yes in the Senate, which is the absolute minimum you need, and 62 in the House, which is only 2 votes higher than the minimum needed to pass legislation.
Well, this is legislation that will reduce retirement income for a lot of people out there who work for state governments. Some will be impacted more than others based on age. But the bottom line with this is most people did not expect we would see this day come, especially with a Democratic-controlled legislature and a Democratic governor. And you pointed out today as well that how ironic it was to see that unions have backed the Democratic candidates for so long, and here we have a governor who was supporting this, and 3 of the 4 Republican candidates not on board with this plan.
Yeah, this has really scrambled the usual political alliances here in Springfield. So Governor Pat Quinn has long talked about the need to do something about the $100 billion in pension liabilities. And, you know, the unions obviously are vehemently opposed to this plan because it gets a lot of its savings by cutting benefits, cutting cost of living adjustments. Right now, most retirees get 3% compounded annually increases to their pensions. But House Speaker Mike Madigan, we heard him earlier today, say that's not a cost of living adjustment because it's not actually tied to the cost of living. It's just kind of an automatic raise. And so one of the things the plan does is index an adjustment to the cost of living, to the actual cost of living index that's decided by the federal government. And it also limits the amount of money in your retirement that you would. There's a lot of complicated formulas. I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but it basically only applies that cost of living index to the first several thousand dollars of your retirement, depending on how many years you worked. If you put in a long career, you'd have $30,000. If you put in less, it'd be less. But we don't have to get too far into the details there. But the point is, as you mentioned, Sean, this really does scramble the political alliances we've come to see. Very surprising that 3 of the 4 Republican candidates, generally you think of Republicans as being more fiscally conservative, wanting to you know, balance the budget, do things like that. Well, pensions are a huge cost for Illinois government, but 3 of the 4 Republicans running for governor decided to come out against this legislation. Some say it's not fair. Others say it doesn't go far enough.
Well, Brian, we have about a minute left here, but you've covered the court system in Illinois for quite some time as well. This is likely to wind up in court. We know that labor unions are already talking about filing a lawsuit. They believe the Constitution protects their benefits and that this legislation would violate the Constitution. How soon could that process be played out? Could we know what the courts decide on this?
Well, you know, obviously I'm not a lawyer. I'm not entirely sure, but my suspicion would be you have to wait until this actually goes into effect, which I believe, obviously, the governor hasn't signed it yet, although he said he will. But I don't think it's going to go into effect until next year on July 1st. So it could be that long until we have to wait to file a court challenge to this. Because it implicates the Constitution, it could go straight to the Supreme Court, I suppose. But I think it would probably start in a lower court. It could be a couple of years before we see this resolved.
And Brian Mackey is a reporter with the WUIS State House Bureau.